5. Environmental Science. Listen to a discussion in an environmental science class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Good morning, class. I noticed on the last pop quiz that you all didn't do so well on the part that had to do with the rain cycle. After grading the quizzes, I realized that most of you didn't really understand how each step is related to the others, so that's what we're going to work on today. Would anyone care to start us off by naming one step in the cycle?
I guess I'd start with the evaporation of water.
Great. That's step one. And what does water turn into when it evaporates?
Well, it goes from a liquid state to a gaseous state. Is that what you mean? The water droplets turn into water vapor.
That's right. And then the vapor gets sucked into the air currents in the atmosphere. Since the air is cooler there, it condenses and turns into a liquid. So condensation is the second step. I want to expand upon the third step, since most of you forgot that on the quiz. It's called advection. Keep in mind that once the water hits an air current, it's moved along by the current. That is called advection. That's why water that evaporates over oceans will eventually fall over land. Water moves in air currents. That's all you need to remember. If you have trouble remembering those terms, remember that condensation is the opposite process of evaporation. That is, condensation occurs when a gas is cooled, and evaporation happens when a liquid is heated. Okay, with that said, let's move on. Of course, the next and most obvious step is precipitation, and that's just rain, snow, hail, water falling back to Earth.
1. Listen again to part of the discussion, then answer the question.
Good morning, class. I noticed on the last pop quiz that you all didn't do so well on the part that had to do with the rain cycle. After grading the quizzes, I realized that most of you didn't really understand how each step is related to the others, so that's what we're going to work on today. Would anyone care to start us off by naming one step in the cycle?
Why does the professor say this?
Good morning, class. I noticed on the last pop quiz that you all didn't do so well on the part that had to do with the rain cycle.
Two. Listen again to part of the discussion, then answer the question.
And what does water turn into when it evaporates?
Well, it goes from a liquid state to a gaseous state. Is that what you mean? The water droplets turn into water vapor.
Why does the student say this?
Is that what you mean?
Three. Why does the professor say this?
If you have trouble remembering those terms, remember that condensation is the opposite process of evaporation.